With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good morning. I'm Blake Farmer. As President Trump's executive order on refugees continues to unfold, one group of Nashvillians is watching particularly closely. Among the confusion of the fallout is whether permanent U.S. residents or green card holders are included in the ban, and that has some in Nashville's Kurdish community in a panic. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
On Saturday, Drus Kokoy heard from a man in Erbil, Iraq. He lives in Nashville. He's a legal permanent resident, but was back in Kurdistan, a region of Iraq, to visit family.
And then yesterday, he went to the airport in Erbil to come back to Nashville, to come back to the United States, and he was denied. They wouldn't take his green card. And so now he's stuck in Erbil.
Kokoy is with a Tennessee Muslim advocacy group. It's been tracking cases like this and connecting people with lawyers. Kassar Abdullah says this development has many Kurdish Americans confused and anxious. Nashville's home to the largest Kurdish community in the U.S., and Abdullah was one of the speakers at a large protest yesterday. She said on Saturday, her neighbors started calling her.
Saying, well, Kassar, I'm supposed to travel next week to Kurdistan. What does this mean? Or my family, I'm expecting these families to come. What do I do?
Then Abdullah realized her own cousin is traveling to Kurdistan this week to bring back his fiance, who has a green card. Now she's not sure if either of them will be able to get out of Iraq. Her cousin is a naturalized U.S. citizen, but immigration lawyer Andrew Free says he's been advising even citizens this weekend against leaving U.S. soil.
If you're from one of the seven countries, you really need to make sure that you have thought about what you're going to do if you're not able to get back. It's not something I ever thought I'd have to say.
Still, Kassar Abdullah says even if her family ends up being fine because they already have papers, the executive order is sending a larger, more troubling message that refugees are unwelcome in America. Refugees like her and most of the Kurdish community in Nashville. Kurds are an ethnic minority who were violently persecuted under Saddam Hussein. Many relocated to Nashville in the 1990s. But not everyone in that community is worried about the executive order. Kamal Hassan came to the U.S. as a Kurdish refugee 20 years ago. He owns a market on Nolensville Pike and says he thinks President Trump's directive just needs to be clarified.
I'm sure there may be some reason or miscommunication between the both government. That's very important, the order when the government is giving it, everybody understanding.
He says if something in the order isn't right, he has faith that Congress or the legal system will stop it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.